Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show on this Memorial Day weekend. And it occurs to me, while we're waiting for Ada Marie to show up, let's see. It was only, 1968, actually, when Decoration Day, which we used to call it, was changed to Memorial Day. And that was really, oh, there we go. We do have someone here. That was a change when we used to call it Decoration Day, and we would go out and decorate the tombstones of our loved ones in the cemetery. And then in 1968, it was changed to Memorial Day. So the memories that we have, and I do like memorial more than decoration, frankly, but the memories that we have are very special. And let me see if I got her. Hello? Let's see. Okay. See if I can call Ada Marie. And whoops, there she is. No, it isn't. Okay. But at any rate, our memories are the most important part. Much more than decorating graves, obviously, because in the spirit, when the spirit is someplace else, all we have is the memories. Are you going to be on the show? The show is going on. Yes. I think that you got stuck on the spiritual realm. Can you come back and call us? Okay, call. Thank you. Okay. Ada Marie was stuck on the spiritual level, and she is now coming back, which is a good thing. So we're looking forward to hearing from her. Sometimes when we get very involved and we get in channel with spirit, we lose track of time, because of course there's no time over there at all. So we definitely are waiting for Ada Marie to call in. And I just retrieved her from the spirit world conversation that she was involved with. Each Saturday, we come together, and with Ada Marie, who's the Golden Oracle, a third generation seer. Welcome, Ada Marie. Okay, Ada yeah. Marie was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by her grandmothers, who were conscious mediums. And welcome back from your trip into the cosmos.
I was, yes, that's exactly where I was.
Mm-hmm. So did you bring back any messages for us?
Well, this was I was totally unaware that this was a holiday for all the soldiers throughout the centuries that have died in battle on our planet. And It was very interesting to find out that many of them over the centuries have returned back in this lifetime since January of 18. So I don't know what that means, but I do know that, my goodness, there's been a lot of activity, in groups.
Mm-hmm. There
Are
certainly
there?
Have. Yes, of course.
Hello?
Hello, do you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay.
I don't think anybody can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear
Pardon?
Me? Can you
now
hear
I
me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. Yes, so January of 18, that's an interesting, your spirits have given you a date that doesn't quite make sense.
Because 18 is alone, it stands alone, so that's centuries ago. It's not like 1918,
mm-hmm.
It's like centuries back.
Okay.
That's what he's talking about. We are now kind of cruising through those ancient centuries.
I see.
And it kind of makes a little,
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that soldiers from way back are coming here now.
They have come back, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the energy pattern is to make the planet a safe, loving planet without war and hostility and, self, all that stuff. So as far as I can see, I think we could be making a little headway somewhere, not that we can see it, but it has to be happening somewhere.
Yes.
So we have to, too, be aware that, bringing harmony and peace to our fellow man is a big job to do.
It certainly is a very big job.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not to be taken lightly. And some people seem to think that they can do it in a snap.
Well, they think that, but it's not. It can't happen that way. Because too many people
mm-hmm.
are holding a lot of anger or animosity or jealousy or fear. Fear is another great thing.
Yes, indeed.
And
I
they
agree.
Hang on to that. So
mm-hmm.
it isn't,
mm-hmm.
It isn't a good thing at all.
So, as I understand, the spirits have told you soldiers from the past, from way back,
yeah, from way back,
have spent
in the beginning,
spent
I guess,
so much time
peaceful.
Mm-hmm, they spent so much time with spirit that they
right.
that they now have volunteered to come back and work for peace in this.
Well,
planet.
Yes,
is that
I
correct?
Guess they have volunteered. They didn't say that, but they said that they were here to give assistance and aid to the conditions of anger and pain and hate that seem to be swelling in our planet. And
that's good
I
news.
I didn't realize that, but I know some people are just plain, they're angry about everything. And other people
of
just
course.
Are okay.
And some people were simmering with that anger, and they just
mm-hmm.
needed somebody to come along and light a match to it.
Right.
It's like a fire that was already set, and all you had to do was apply a match.
Put it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Or to get the fire going. Everything was set already for the fire, and all you had to do was light it.
Right.
But,
and, I was in channel when the phone rang. So I was listening, and then the phone rang, and I went, oh, my goodness. So I stood up and walked across the room and picked up the phone. I was totally immersed in the patterns that they were talking about to make people be home kind and healthy and loving. They had given me several patterns that were really interesting, And mm-hmm. one of the things that they said was that what happens is people don't honor the fact that they have time alone to reach into their higher self and pick out information and receive things. That
uh-huh.
more people should do more of that, and then there wouldn't be near the problems.
Could you give our listeners an idea of how to prepare themselves to listen better?
Well, I did, but I doubt that very many people do it. Was something I've known many years and used to do it. To go to sleep with joy and laughter in your heart and be grateful for everything that you have around you and within you. And you don't have to recite it, but you have to be grateful about it. And know that that's a blessing. That's truly a blessing, which we know that, but we don't pay attention to it. And we don't give thanks for it. We're not grateful enough. So in order to get your gratitude up on the level, you run into problems, and those problems create a need to be solved and then be grateful if you come through it good. And I know it sounds so ridiculous and childish, but it's not when you think about it.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying we can practice by preparing ourselves for spirit communications while we're sleeping. And then
when we get really
good at it and they are more comfortable working with us, then we can begin to do our preparations while we're awake. Did I get that right?
I think you did. And then by preparing it, when you think that you're upset about something, be silent and wait. You know? You think you're upset about something, but maybe you're not so upset. Maybe you're just being selfish with your attitude.
Or maybe you have just been so conditioned to things like they are on Earth that you forget you have the wonderful resources and these wonderful spirit friends who are anxious to work with us.
But a lot of people don't really believe they've got any spirit friends, you know. They really don't believe it, even though the spirit has moved them a number of times in their life. So sometimes
There's always someone there to try to talk you out of that, you know.
Yeah.
It was just your imagination.
Yeah. Or
don't
you
be
know,
silly.
It just didn't happen because you did something. And I don't understand the whole thing, but what I understand is that if you have a harmonious attitude about yourself and about life around you, things will always be better than if you constantly look to fix them. Stop fixing them. Let them be. And I never looked at it from that point of view, but I never thought I had to fix anything. I figured it'd come around, and it does come around by itself. So
it's so hard because we're so impatient. And we want to get in there and fix it right away.
Right. Instead of letting it come out of itself and be fixed by itself.
Well, that's
one of the
advantages that you have, Ada Marie, because you had two seers, two grandmother and great grandmother, both there.
Right.
Guiding you and stopping you when you started going on to that agitated, I got to fix it thing.
Well, we were never allowed to get angry because if we did, our face would freeze. And we were little kids, and we were scared spitless to even cry because we didn't want our face to freeze like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see a lot of people, especially if you're in a city, you'll see a lot of people walking down the street with a scowl on their face.
And, absolutely, and they don't even know they're scowling.
Right, and Dad would say, is that what you want to look like? Oh, no. We didn't want to look that way. But, I mean, he was quick to mention when he saw somebody like that that we could look like that if we didn't get a smile on our face. So
interesting.
There were lots of digs that we had given us to
From what I have understood, spirit can reach out to us in emergencies, but when we're just going and the gremlins are running round and round and round in your brain and you're thinking of this and this and this and this and this, it's hard for them to get through.
Mm-hmm. It is. But if you run into a bad space, what we call a difficult energy or a difficult situation, the best thing to do is to be silent and call on the spirit. While you're being silent and getting help, they're losing their momentum to be angry.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, people would say to me, don't you ever get angry? I said, well, I can't afford it, really. Makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does make you sick if you get angry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you feel bad. So I don't get angry that often.
Okay.
And when I do, I get in the bathroom and I shake myself and I say, okay, now, God, you better do something about this. I don't know what's the matter with me. And I always take the blame on myself because I'm the one that wants to change it. I don't blame it on somebody else.
So important, Ada Marie. Most of us, when we get angry, we do our best to blame somebody else. But if you just take responsibility for your own feelings.
Right. And
instead of blaming other people.
Don't blame somebody else. Just listen to your feelings and see why that bothered you.
Right.
And usually what you find out is it's something you would never do yourself. That's why it was shocking.
Mm-hmm.
We have
a couple of people with questions. Are you ready to answer questions?
I'm ready. Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jeannie.
Jeannie,
who is it?
You have a question for Ada Marie?
I just want to know just in general what you see for me from spirit.
Pardon?
She wants to know what you think of her from spirit. I think she may be asking what spirit has some information for her or something.
That's correct.
What?
Yes.
Does spirit have some
information for Jeannie? She's open and wants to hear from spirit.
The spirit speaks to her all the time. She doesn't listen. So if you want to listen, I'll try to see what I can get.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Since you are standing there, if you could sit down, I'd sit down. Okay. Yes. What spirit says to you is to be more aware. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yes, you're quite unaware of a lot of things that would really be good for you and help you with your friends and family if your awareness was a little stronger. So practice. Look for the positive in every statement.
Okay, great.
Pardon?
That's it. That was
great. She said great.
Yeah.
Jeannie.
And that's a good thing to do.
Yes.
Jeannie, a lot of us, when we're going along and we're talking to ourselves and we're trying to decide what is going on and what we should say, instead of the word that Stardust is giving me is mindful.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you are a very thoughtful person.
Oh, yeah, very, very. But you seem to be trying to solve the problems of the world instead of really, really tuning in to what's going on.
Okay.
You know, what you see and what's going on within the situation or the person is where they come from in their mind and their energy pattern. And a lot of times no one has taught them that they can change their energy pattern and raise their vibration and things will be happy and peaceful and go along smoothly. Nobody's ever given them that little tip. So
are you saying that Jeannie has the capability, the talent that to do things like this if she really listens?
Yeah, you have.
Okay.
You if you're really listening, you're going to have help from above to help you understand where they're coming from, and you're not going to be so exhausted and abused by the nonsense. There's so much nonsense out there, honey. It's ridiculous.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, there is.
Unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I do hope that message from Spirit is meaningful for you, Jeannie.
It is. It really is, and I appreciate it, and bless you.
The message we got
today. And bless you.
The message I got today was that there has to be more peace in of mind for people.
Yes.
They have to grow their peace of mind. They have to become peaceful, even though they're hearing something they don't like. It isn't to get angry. It's to send energy to turn it around and make it peaceful.
Okay.
You know, you're listening to there's a crowd of people, and they're all listening to a speaker, right? Some are going to agree with the speaker, and some are not. But the ones that are not should be learning a lesson from what's being said, and then they wouldn't be upset.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just that everybody seems to want to be right all the time. That's where the problem lies.
Right, but if everybody was right, we'd live in a miserable world.
We sure would.
Boring.
Yeah.
Stardust says boring.
So, you see, it's just a matter of turning your energy around about faith and then say, oh, so that's what this is about. And then dismiss it because it's not part of you.
Yes.
And also Stardust just said, even if you totally disagree with somebody, they are giving you information about what they think and
where they're coming
expanding
from.
Expanding your knowledge and teaching you how to deal with them.
Right.
Yes.
Because
you're right.
In a lot of cases, people don't think outside of their own mind. They don't think about other things that are happening and other people and how things happen to people, and people walk away from that because they know what to do. They know how to release their energy pattern to a positive instead of a negative.
Okay. You're right, absolutely right.
You know, I saw an incident this week that was quite informative. A lady pulled out of a parking area, she just pulled out of the parking area without looking and drove right into a huge, beautiful Cadillac.
Oh, wow.
Took the back fender and the back door and stopped. And the man got out. He was really angry, of course. Imagine he was. But she said to him, she said, "Well, you know, if your car hadn't have been gray, I probably would have saw it if it had been red." And he started laughing. He couldn't help himself. He was laughing. I was on the sidewalk, so I could laugh too. But, I mean, it was really funny because it was a gray car, and they are hard to see. And so he said, "Now I have an excuse to get a new car. This is a good idea.
Oh,
thank you."
She took something negative and made it positive.
He got on his cell phone and called the wrecker.
It had to be. It was so ridiculous what she said. I mean, she was blaming him for buying the wrong color car, and that's the reason she bumped into. She ran into his car.
Yeah, because it was gray, and she couldn't see it very good. I thought it was pretty funny.
On that, I think we need to go to our next questioner. There's someone waiting patiently.
Thank you.
That's
God
amazing.
Bless.
Thank you so much, Jeannie, and take that advice and build it into something special. Okay.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye bye. Bye
bye. Hello. Hello.
Who's our next lady?
I'm not even sure whether it's a lady or a man. It's someone in area code 559. Hello. Hello. Well, I guess they're not. They're sitting there.
Oh, hello. 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 Hi. Hello.
With a
hello?
Question mark, but they don't seem to be answering. Hello.
Hi, it's Evelyn.
Oh, there you are. Evelyn?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. I would like to know, like the previous caller, what spirit wants me to know. Or what does my first love, I think he's been trying to communicate with me, wants me to know?
I didn't understand any of that.
Okay, her first love is in spirit, and she suspects that he's trying to get in touch with her.
A spirit is trying to get in touch with her.
Right,
well,
and it's someone that was her first love.
And he's deceased?
Thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah, well, there's no reason she can't speak to him or be kind to him, you know, and say hello and have a conversation. I mean, the spirits can think, and you could have a conversation and feel his presence and know that he's okay or what he's doing. A lot of people, you know, talk to their husbands or wives after they pass, and there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you don't get caught up in all the negativity of it.
She was wondering if you could eavesdrop a little bit and find out what he wants to say to her.
I can't do that because we don't have that much time on the show.
Okay.
The show has to keep moving, and I can't wait for them to make a connection.
Is this the kind? Could you be able to do that in a private session?
I do that in private sessions, yes, I do that.
Okay.
I answer questions. Once we get the
first... Let's give your telephone number out, okay?
Okay. 520-896-9510. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Arizona time.
Right. And have your questions ready. It really helps if you have two or three questions ready. So that we're on the same page here.
Good. In the meantime, do you have any suggestions that to help her to prepare for a session?
Well, everybody who wants a session usually is concentrating on what their problem is or what the conditions are around them. So they usually prepare, but I like them to write two or three questions down so that if we answer one question that answers two, then they still have space to have some more information. So they could write a half a dozen questions down, and it would be helpful to them to be able to get an answer. And they could write the answer down at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It might help the spirit if you examined your life and thought about all the possibilities of why the spirit wants to communicate with you right now.
Yeah, well, you may get that feeling, too. I mean, you have to have patience with spirit because their energy pattern is different from yours because you're alive and you're in a human body. So if you're going to communicate with spirit, you have to learn how to empty your mind of all thought and be silent. And who knows how long, if it's 10 minutes or if it's an hour, you have to be silent until they make their communication with you. And once it's made, it can go on and on for the rest of your life if you want it that way.
And they are super alive, and they're used to communicating without words.
Yeah,
so
they are.
It takes time and patience for the two of you to build a line of communication so you can understand them.
Right. So that's how it works. I mean, it takes effort. You can't do it in 2 minutes, and you can't do it in 20. So you have to take your time, be silent, and be aware that someone is making an effort. You can feel the awareness, even if you can't understand what they're thinking or saying, because they will come around and say something or make you know what they're thinking somehow.
Right.
That happens.
And sometimes just the presence is so healing and so comforting, and that it helps you through whatever you're doing, even if you don't, if you can't say, well, they told me to do this. It's the ambiance. It's the energy. It's the love.
Yeah, it isn't. They're not going to tell you to file your toenails or whatever. They're going to send this loving energy that's going to fill the need of what you are requiring, even if it's requiring the rent. They're going to give you a feeling of energy that brings peace to your mind, so that the money that you need to come forth with is going to show up, and you're going to have it.
Now, that's about as clear as we can get.
That was
beautiful, Ada Marie. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, I know I have to tell people that oftentimes because they're just so desperate. They have quit thinking. All they're thinking is fear. And fear is not a thought. It's an action.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what happens there.
It's like static.
Yeah, right.
It messes up communication all over the place.
Right. So that's what happens in those cases. Anyway, did you have another question?
I wanted to know what If the right person is going to be come into my life.
Can what? The right
person. The right
person,
is going to come into her life.
Oh.
The right man.
Yeah. If you've written out a list and of a person, the kind of individual you'd like to meet and how he works and how he lives and how he, you know, how sports he likes and everything he likes, if you've written that out, that person's going to show up in your life for sure. And make sure that they are kind and loving and do not be angry and do not beat you up. I mean, you want to write all the positive things about it. Don't leave out any of them.
Okay. I will do that. I've done it in the past, and the other day I read it, and I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like an entire list of impossibilities, but then I'm like, nope. They're gonna be, it's going to become impossible. It's going to become a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering if it's going to be this year or the next, but I'll just revise it and edit it if I have to.
Well, you write it. You can write it 50 times. Between the age of 20 and the age of 40, you may change your mind completely. And so you may have to sit down and rewrite your experience in your life again. It helps.
That's very true. Never thought about it that way.
Yeah, and when you're 20, maybe you want a guy that with a real cute smile and that's a good dancer. But when you're 40, you want someone else completely.
Oh, definitely. You want a stable home, a stable job. Definitely, a lot
right.
more quality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Evelyn.
No, thank you.
And,
you're welcome.
And you work on that, okay?
Will do.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Hello?
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 Yes. You have a question?
Mary?
Yes.
Yes, this is Candy. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Well,
Candy.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I've been going to specialists and getting things checked out, and things are coming back. You know, I'm going for tests, and I've been dealing with panic attacks.
What?
I've been dealing with
panic attacks.
And they're quite overwhelming. Usually, if I get anxiety, I usually just crawl up near my dog and pet my dog, and she calms me down. But these panic attacks, I can't even stay near her. I get up. I'm looking for air. I'm walking around my apartment, opening all the windows, and even bringing myself outside because I don't know what else to do.
Move.
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 I don't think she can do that. What I'm getting is there some new medication that you were given for anxiety?
Yeah.
No, I had other medication, but I stopped because I had very bad side effects. I only took it twice.
Uh-huh, good.
Is somebody bad-mouthing you or following you around or?
No, not to my knowledge. I mean, really, I keep quite a low profile.
Because I don't see that you have any danger around you.
And when you said to move, what did you, like, move out of my apartment?
Well, if you feel that it's in danger, yeah, I would move out of it.
Oh, I don't feel any danger for my building. I have very nice neighbors. And
well, good.
All right.
It's just that the way you
maybe the move is to get up and move your body. Go out and yeah, that's what I was getting.
Are you not working?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Not working.
No.
You don't have enough work to do to keep you occupied.
Okay, I have a lot of work in my apartment that I could do, and sometimes I'm really lazy about getting it done.
Well, you know, all that does is make you sicker, so get your lazy bone and put it in your pocket and close up the zipper and get busy.
Okay. All right.
That's okay.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
When you have a panic attack, turn it into, take that energy and make it into something positive instead of negative. The panic is energy, and you have a choice of how to use your energy. I think what Ada Marie is telling you is get a move on. Do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure all of us get up once in a while in the morning and we think, oh, boy, I'll make it through the day, but I don't know how. As you make your way to the kitchen to make a pot of coffee or a cup of tea, and then after a little while, you go, oh, I'm almost awake. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you just go forward for the day.
Okay.
And break things down into tiny steps, and when you finish something, say, yay, success, I did it.
All right. And
that'll,
yeah. I mean, because
that'll snap you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you so much for answering my question.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Fabulous.
Thank you.
Okay, we have someone else waiting here. Okay, let me see. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Who are we speaking to?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. Okay. For Spirit, either way, any messages for Tuesday? I'd be traveling back home, if that's going to go well with me with everything for, like, pick up with my cousin and my friends, if he's coming, and I'm going into the house.
Now, I didn't quite get any of that because it was like you were talking about two different things at one time.
I'll be traveling
Tuesday, she is planning to return to her home and her friends, and she was wondering how that's going to go.
They'll be looking forward to seeing you, and they'll be very happy. That's how it's going to go.
So he's coming with my cousin.
They'll be bending over themselves to try to help you.
Cool. Yeah, because I had a lot of chaos and a lot of...
You have a lot of people who really care a lot about you.
Appreciate it.
So yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a little chaos.
So
one of the things that
Starter just told me is Starter said, you've got to go in there expecting wonderful things.
And accepting them. Somehow, sometimes you don't really, you feel like you're being touched and you don't want that much help. But the reality is the people around you are trying to do what they see need to be done and not make you have to do anything that will make you worse in your health. So you do have people who are trying to be there for you, and you need to be grateful and thank them. And if they want to know how to do something for you, tell them so they can do it. And that will make things change immediately.
I'll tell him what I want done if he does it.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sternus says, when you look at them, inside of your head, say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you don't say it out loud, you say it inside, and you look at them, and
some
magic.
Yeah, let it come out of your eyes. Whatever comes out of a person's eyes is really held tight.
Cool.
You know, your eyes do a lot of talking. And
That's a lot
of things are good that way. So.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even understand what he's saying, but sometimes.
Yeah. So.
Cool. Yeah, I'd like to know how you found out I was coming in on Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah, he has a way of doing it. Cool.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Wonderful.
Appreciate it.
We need to move on.
Okay.
We have someone else who has another question.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Who are we speaking with? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Okay, and who are you?
Hi, my name is Veronica, and I'd like to speak to Miss Ida Marie.
Of course. So Veronica has a question for you, Ida Marie.
Okay. I'm
Hi,
ready.
Hi, Ida Marie. Hi, ma'am. Very nice lady you are. My question is, the place where I go, the congregation, the head is going to be transferring, and he said that day he told a lot of people, and a lot of people went to the head, not to move him, but they want to move him next month. Is there a way that, because there's a lot of people, basically the whole congregation and the head is not listening. Is there
a church that you're talking about and the leader is being moved out and you don't want that?
Well, not just me, like the whole church doesn't want to. There's about 2,000 people.
None of that makes much sense.
The priest is being moved to another church, and he's being transferred, and the people don't want him to be transferred. They want him to stay at that church. And he said he tried talking to the head of the boss of the priest, and he didn't listen. He said he doesn't listen to the priest.
Is this a Catholic church?
Yes.
Well, you know, all churches do things differently, so we can't say they're right or wrong. They have a protocol that they follow. And usually they're very kind to everybody. I mean, everybody I've ever known, they're kind to.
Yes, sir.
Is it possible that there's another church somewhere that desperately needs him, and you need to share him with another congregation and welcome the person that comes in to replace him?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah, no, the other congregation already has a priest. They're just flipping. That's all. They're just wiping each other. It's just trash. In like stores, how they transfer employees. They're being transferred. That's all. in the congregation have talked to the head of the priest, and they don't want him to stay because he has done a lot for the church. I think, you know, it's a lot of people.
Mhm.
I mean, do you think he's still going to be transferred, because there's older people who are like going over there to talk to the head of the priest, not to move him, but I don't know. I mean, like, you know, people do get moved, but do you see that he's going to stay, or they're going to still move him?
I can't really tell, because I don't see any bad things around him or anything like that. I mean, I don't see that he's not a good person. So I can't really say to you. I don't know.
It may be that he's too good a person, and the church is thinking that they're going to take his talent to another place that really needs him.
Oh, that might be it. I don't know. I don't feel that.
Huh.
What?
What if you work with other people in the congregation and say, no matter what happens, we're going to have to make the best of it, and we must use what he gave us to make that happen.
Yeah.
In other words, if your congregation falls apart because of anger and upset about losing him, then everything that he gave you was for nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. No, I understand.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It doesn't sound like a happy situation.
No.
Really.
No, but again, you have the choice of how you're going to handle it.
Right.
True.
It sounds to me like somebody needs to talk to somebody. That there's no...
Mm-hmm.
There's, it's like something's going on, and he's a victim of somebody's attitude. That's what it sounds like to me. And I can be wrong. I'm not saying I'm right, but I do see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see, I honestly don't see much hope in fighting the people who made the decision to move him.
Right.
It looks like you're just going to aggravate yourself for nothing. Whereas you could take all of that energy into creating something wonderful sort of building a monument to him and his, like in his memory, you're going to work together and do all the things that he taught you and make it wonderful.
Make
no
it
matter
happy.
Who comes in. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And make it happy. A little happiness would help that situation.
That's true.
Absolutely,
okay.
It would.
You're right. You're right. Some things happen in life, change.
Yeah.
People don't like changes.
Oh, no. Human beings
human
hate change.
Something's wrong. My phone is beeping. It's not beeping. There's a long whistle coming in.
Oh, my. And I, oddly enough, I just heard an echo.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
It's a possibility that we're getting a message from the spirit world that we're at the end of the hour. I'd like to really give Ada Marie's telephone number one more time. She's at 520-896-9510, and she has very kindly offered
a free 10-minute consultation to people who have called into our show here. So you can write down that number and give her a call.
Right, between 7 p.m. and or 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. So you can do that. And I'm not sure what all the static is in the phone. I think it's a wind or something. But there's whistling and static, and I don't know where it's coming from. Can you hear it?
No. I cannot hear it at all.
Oh, okay.
So it must be coming from Arizona.
Yeah, it must. Probably is. The wind is blowing up.
Do you have any last messages from Spirit? Anything that we can take with us into the next week?
Well, one of the things you can take with you is that whenever you call on the Spirit, he will answer. And a lot of times he'll answer before you ask the question. Other times he'll wait a little while and answer later. But very often you'll feel the answer coming before you've got the whole question out. The answer will be with you. See, now right there something came. I don't know what. But the window.
Now, that I did hear, it sounded like like rubbing paper on a microphone or something.
Yeah, something was happening. It wasn't us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we weren't even around anything. Just I was sitting on a couch, and that was it. So
yes. So, what I would like to do is to just say that we are in the middle of the Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day is dedicated to people who have volunteered to give their lives and their hearts and souls to helping this us on this world.
And
free. Mhm. And I think we need to up our gratitude level. We did have one person who just popped in. Do you have, Ada Marie, do you have a moment to answer one more question?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, thank you very much.
You just got in under the wire.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Ada.
Who are we talking to?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Okay.
And what can I do for you, Wendy?
Well, Ada, I was in a yellow cab on March the 9th in the back seat, and we were rear-ended on the highway. I was taken to the hospital by ambulance, no broken bones, but I've not been able to work since because of a chronic pain. And I do have an injury attorney, and my employer is the one that will decide whether or not my time away from work is ADA, Americans with Disability. I don't see how they can't approve it. I've given them a huge amount of proof, including my health records, et cetera. So I hope I keep my job. And also, I do have an injury attorney, but the chiropractor that he recommended me to got very rude with me when I politely asked for a breakdown on my charges so far. And I talked to another attorney yesterday, and I anticipate switching to him later next week. And I hope that's a wise decision. So do you see me keeping my current employment, and is switching attorneys a wise decision?
It probably is a good decision. I want to write down your name, and I will start sending you healing. I will put you on an hourly healing, but I need your name.
This is Wendy.
Wendy, what?
Wendy, I'm wondering if you had a CAT scan or had an MRI, because you may have a. Go ahead.
Hello.
I may have what?
You may have a hairline fracture or something that is interfering with the energy flow in your body.
I had a CT scan of my neck and entire spine when they brought me in by ambulance, and then I recently had an MRI of the neck, the mid back, and the lower back.
Okay, good.
That's a good thing.
And they didn't show any fractures.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing.
But I am worried because, you know, it was March the 9th, and my employer has still not responded as to whether or not they're going to approve my time off as ADA because I can't do my job. I can't sit in front of a computer for more than 22 minutes right now, but I will get better.
But they have to allow you to get better.
Yes, they do. But what I'm afraid of is that a lot of employers will not terminate you while you're out on state's disability. But when you come back, maybe a week or two later, they could let you go for an unrelated reason.
Yeah, well, now you're anticipating something bad happening that isn't even on the horizon. So you got to stop.
Okay. All right.
That is negative energy. So stop it. And what you think about, what you think about becomes your reality. So don't do that.
Okay, I believe you. You're right.
Okay.
So, do you see me keeping my employment, though, for at least another year?
I see you working. Because you're a good worker.
Yes, for at least one more year with the same company?
Yes.
Okay. I also applied online for another company that pays a little bit more. It's a better company. I haven't heard from them in about 3 weeks, but will they want to hire me as well?
Well, they'll have to interview you.
Yes, of course. They've not done that yet.
Yeah. So that will help. Okay.
Also, look up an upper cervical chiropractor. Upper cervical.
Okay.
All they do is adjust the neck, and you may have one of your top vertebrae, the axis, whatever it is out, may be just a tiny bit off, and it may change things for you. So try that.
Well, they see some slightly.
You'll be back as good as new in a couple of months.
Well, that sounds good.
What did they see in your neck?
Yeah.
Some slightly enlarged, what do they call it, discs?
Yes. Yeah.
Slightly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's because they're being irritated, like in being in the wrong place. And it can be just a micro adjustment kind of thing that needs to be done. But look up and try to find an upper cervical chiropractor. They only adjust the neck.
I've looked up two chiropractors, Barham and also Anderson. And I may go visit them next week just to see the vibe that I feel from their office. Would either one of them be beneficial to me?
I've given you a specialty within chiropractic, upper cervical.
Okay, got it.
So look for that.
Okay. And when will I return to work? Will it be June, July, August, September?
We don't predict.
Okay.
It
All right.
Time, what's going to happen in time depends on what you do. And it's the choices you make.
Well,
right, Ada Marie?
Yes.
And will my settlement be a robust one from this new attorney representing me?
Yeah.
How long will it take to get the settlement? Will I get it before the end of the year?
I would think
usually
so.
In settlements, huh?
I would think so.
Yeah. Usually cases like this, they don't go to trial. And the other side has already said that they know that they're at fault. How could they not? I mean, they rear-ended. And I feel sorry for the man who hit us. I actually do. But, of course, I need to be able to take care of myself. And so this chiropractor was a golfing buddy of the attorney that I technically still have right now. And he was very disrespectful to me. And I swear to you, I was very nice and my tone was very pleasant when I just asked for a breakdown in the charges. And he blew his top and he said, usually people think they're being ripped off when they ask that. And I was shocked when he took that avenue with me. So I just feel like it's probably a good idea that I move on. And hopefully
he did you a favor. He did you a favor.
Yeah.
Why?
By showing that his energy and his emotionalism is not going to help you.
No.
Exactly. Yes, I was
so
quite
offended.
So he
did you a favor by blowing up like that. So that shows you have to change chiropractors. So bless it and move on. And we do have to move on. So,
okay.
Ada Marie,
Well, I hope I get 6 figures in my settlement.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Good luck.
All right. Well, thank you both.
You're welcome.
Certainly. So we reach out every Saturday. Between 5:30 and 6:30 New York Standard Time and 2:30 and 3:30 Arizona Time.
Correct.
So if you can call us earlier at the beginning of the program, then we have a chance to work with more people.
Right.
So right now, unless you have a final thing to say, Ada Marie.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being with us today, and I want them to know that it is their attitude and how they respond that gets the job done and makes it easy. So even though you're hurt, remember, the man working on you is trying to stop that, so let's treat him with a great deal of respect and joy. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
And good luck. And we just want to wish everybody love and light. And see you next week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.